Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Jesus said, "Woe to you when all men speak well of you, for that's how their fathers treated the false prophets." I don't know whether Jesus had old Jeremiah in mind, but there is one thing for certain. In his day, Jeremiah never had to worry about people saying very many nice things about him. He was despised, persecuted, and forsaken by friends. On occasion, Jeremiah would stand in a public place and weep openly for his nation. None could say that he did not have heart, but few wanted to really listen to what he was saying. Question: are things much different today? Have you gone to the school board meeting lately to complain about what your son or daughter is being taught, which violates what you believe is wholesome and right? Have you gone to the town council or to the seat of your public government to question their allowing sex-related businesses to coexist with schools and churches in the same neighborhood? You quickly discover that not everyone is on the side of children, what was once considered community decency in God. And that's when you're confronted with the issue of dealing with wrong, or hibernating and running the other way. Fight or flight. But before you really do either, consider the following guidelines when you are confronted with a situation that you feel is wrong. Guideline 1. Pray about the situation before you do anything. This often helps you deal with anger and outrage and helps you channel those feelings productively. Guideline 2. Talk to others in your community or your peer group. It's amazing at times how many people are seriously annoyed by something, but they feel as though they must be the only ones bothered by it. Your raising the issue may be the catalyst which God will use to accomplish great good. Evil has a way of insidiously creeping into society, like dandelions in a spring lawn or weeds in a garden, unless somebody does something. Guideline 3. Do some research. Find out what the law is or who's an authority in charge of a given situation. If it's the school, you need to know whether the policy is that of a teacher, the head of the school, or the board, or whom. Guideline 4. Raise the issue without raising your voice if you possibly can. If that doesn't work, then you may need to escalate the protest. Talk to a teacher. If you get nowhere, talk to the principal. If you can't get satisfaction, talk to the school board. I am amazed how individuals respond to public pressure as well. When one parent objects to something, someone may or may not pay much attention to the issue. But when 30 parents show up and object to the same issue, it gets attention and fast. Guideline 5. Never, ever give up on what you know is right. When a businessman who is a Gideon asked to distribute free Bibles to grade school children, the school principal replied, "You'll do that over my dead body." But 2 years later, the same man had a heart attack and died. The same businessman went back and asked the new school administrator the same question. This time he was told, "Certainly, we'd be glad to have you do that." Edmund Burke, the British patriot, once said, "All that is necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing." Never, never sell short your influence. Make your voice heard. Your voice may make the difference.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.